Salutations, Gage Nation. My name is Gagechu, and this is Aquamarine.
I am Aquamarine. What's up, Gage Nation?
And this is Gagechu and Aqua's Deep Dive,
where we deep dive into some topics that are deep below the sea level.
First off, we have our end-of-the-week wrap-up. Aqua's will kind of lead into the next topic, so I'll start with mine. My week's been kind of mid, honestly. I mean, I got my school schedule earlier, which we could talk about like later. We'll see how that goes. Yeah. And I'll update you guys next week on like next week's version, probably. I mean, that's about it, other than my back pain. That's also been a factor. But we'll get that dealt with hopefully next week or the week after. I don't know. But I'll let you guys know about that.
Maybe see like a chiropractor and have better. Them like break your back in half. But then it'll feel so much better, bro. Trust.
Real. Anyways, Aqua, what about your week? You have a lot of topics.
I have certainly a lot to talk about. It's time for some topics. Now, you see, this week was my first week of school. So I'm going to be going through Sunday through Friday, because Sunday was also an interesting day. So I'll lay it out for you. It starts off, I wake up at 4 a.m. on Sunday because I have to catch my flight to actually go home to my home state because I'm out of town, out of the state in Florida. So I have to go catch my plane. However, the plane is delayed. So that's just great. So it's either we can take a flight at a later schedule or do a layover in DC, which we would just stop in DC and then get on another plane to go back to my home state. So we get to the airport, we board our plane, we sit there for like a few minutes, and we don't take off. And then our flight gets canceled. So
canceled?
Yeah. Like our flight got canceled like a member of the OSC. So basically we had to get off the plane. We had to wait like 4 hours or something. So many hours for another plane so we can get on that and then go to DC, wait a few more minutes, get on another plane, go back to my home state and go home. I am not exaggerating when I say I spent 13 hours either on a plane or in the airport. Like, come on.
You know, I actually have done that too once. Like, sorry for going on a separate topic here for a little bit. Like, it's relevant, I swear. But, you know, we did that and we were there for like, you know, like our flight was supposed to be at 10 a.m. in the morning. But then, like, randomly, like, as we were going on the trip, it was like, moved to 5 a.m.
Oh my god.
So, but the other flights were not moved to 5 a.m. So our other flights were like, we had like a 7 hour layover.
So,
and it sucked.
Just your flight specifically.
Just our flight. Oh, just the beginning flight. Just the beginning flight because we were in North Carolina. We had to take a mini flight from a smaller city, and then we took it into Charlotte, and then we take the plane from Charlotte to Phoenix, I believe, and then from Phoenix to Sacramento, and then I'd go home. It did not go well. I ended up being up for like 21 hours before I was able to sleep, bro.
No,
we hate not being able to sleep.
Hate that. But yeah, that's how I got home to my home state, and then the next day I had school, which was very fun. So. For those of you who don't know, I'm a sophomore now, a sophomore in high school, and it was just my first week. So let me give you a little rundown of what happened this week. I go into the school and I get to my first class of the day. So my school, because I'm sure they do this for other schools, but it's A and B days, which basically every day will switch off from four classes to another four classes, to like every day. Like every other day is an A day, every other day is a B day. Kind of like that. So Monday is an A day, and Tuesday is a B day, then Wednesday is an A day. It just kind of repeats. So my first class of the day for A day is geometry. I have to do math.
Oh my god.
I have to do math at 7 in the morning, because my school starts at 7:30 a.m., so I have to do math for 90 minutes. And
oh my goodness,
ass. Also, in the first day of math, we have to be assigned into groups. So I have to interact with people at 7 in the morning, which, quite frankly,
I don't
want to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that either.
I hate I hated this. I hate having geometry. And the thing is, this geometry is, I mean, honors geometry, which,
oh first my off, goodness, of course you are.
I didn't even want it. They gave it to me. I was like, I didn't ask for it.
Can you not switch out?
I didn't switch out. No, it's probably too late now. It's like, I
are you sure?
I'll stay in honors geometry, whatever, because like it's going fine for now. But oh, this sucks. I just hate having it in the morning, but I don't want to change anything. I really like how it is.
You like the rest of the schedule?
I like the rest of the schedule. Well, actually, not for the next class.
Yeah, that's fair.
Geometry. Oh,
geometry.
Which is after geometry, which is French.
Oh my gosh.
So this, I'm not joking when I say, I think French, well, yeah, I would say French is the only class that I have a friend in.
Really?
There's another class where I have an acquaintance in. I haven't really spoken to them much, but this is the only class I have a friend in, which is French. And thankfully, I sit by them because I think the teacher knows we're friends and we're chill with each other like that.
Yeah, not a distraction.
But, yeah, but it's like, I don't like French, and I have to take 2 years of a language to graduate.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna do French this year. Never take up the language again.
That's what I did for Spanish.
Yeah, I thought that it would be a fun thing. Like, oh, just learn a new language. No, this sucks, dude. I hate this.
You don't like it?
I like speaking French, but like I hate learning French.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's kind of like how I've been feeling about math every now and then, where it's like, I do find it interesting to learn, kind of, but then the class settings just kind of like, ugh. I don't know, it's just kind of annoying.
French is awesome. I love learning about French culture and like speaking French. I don't like learning French because the process takes so long. It's like, I'm not going to take 2 more years of French just so I can, I don't know, I'm not going to learn it. No, I'm
just
not.
Just so you can get
that.
The biliteracy seal or whatever, and then you're going to forget French within like 2 years of college anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like I basically forgot all my memory of French over the summer. So when I came back, I was like, I'm cooked.
That's how I felt about Spanish, but it honestly wasn't as bad. And I almost dropped Spanish too when I took it as a sophomore, but I decided to stick through it and it was all right. I didn't actually have that bad a time because the teacher was good, but I hear you.
I have a lot of French stories, but we'll talk about that on another podcast. The third block of an A day is Intro to Computer Science, which I actually really like. I really like the class. I'm doing pretty good so far. I know how to getting into programming, so I'm learning a lot. My teacher. So I've had 3 A days this week: Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mm-hmm. My teacher has not been there for 2 of them. He was only there on the first day, and then he dipped.
What the hell?
I'll explain why.
Oh, okay.
It's because on the first day of school, he was like, hey, guys, so my wife is pregnant, and she could give birth literally any moment. So if I get a call, I'm going to leave. And then on Wednesday, there was a substitute, and I was like, why is there a substitute? Where's the main teacher? And then I remember when he said on Monday, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I guess he's having a child now. He won't be back for a few weeks, which makes me mad because the substitute won't let me charge my phone.
Oh, it's one of those substitutes.
I feel like I should be able to go on my phone. I finished my work. I finished my work early. I literally was able to finish my work with like 50 minutes of class left.
50 minutes?
50 minutes. I was able to get all my programming done. Okay, so how third block works for me is that, like, so every block is like 90 minutes, except for third block is like 2 hours. And each 30-minute interval is like a lunch. So there's like A lunch, there's B lunch, there's C lunch, and there's D lunch, all within third block. I have B lunch. So I'm in class for 30 minutes, go to lunch for 30 minutes, and then go back to class for an hour before going to fourth block. And I could literally get all my programming done before lunch. And I still couldn't go on my phone for the hour. I couldn't even charge my phone. The teacher was like, all right, guys, put your phones in these cubbies here. And it's like, I tried to explain to her, hey, can I like charge my phone maybe? And she's like, this teacher with like a heavy Texas accent goes, No, the teacher said, put your phone in the little heat things here. And I'm just like, fuck this class. I fucking hate everyone. And it just doesn't make sense. There's literally the charge. There's an outlet on my computer that I can just plug my charger in and then charge my phone, put it in my pocket, and I won't even look at it. I don't even go on my phone during class. I only do it when I have nothing else to do. No work, nothing. I'll go on my phone when I literally have nothing to do and I'm just waiting for class to end. But no, I can't charge my phone. After Into the Computer Science is my free block. So what I can do is I can go to the little media center and go on my phone for until school ends and write fan fiction. Or what I'm working on is I can sign a form and I can give it to the office and I can leave after 1:15 so that I just can like go home. I can say peace. And only three blocks for the day, which I'm probably going to do that because I like to be home.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's what I did. So to explain, when I was in junior year last year, I, I was starting, like, I had these, like, study hall periods. And I'm like, wait a second. I can just, since I have two of them, I could just replace those with free periods because I feel like I do better at home anyway than I do, like, surrounded by a ton of people in a study hall. For my school, you have to just get parent permission, or you have to have the credits where you want them, so, and I did.
Right, yeah. I think for me, it's like, don't have a D or an F, and don't have any incomplete assignments, true. Or else you lose the privilege. But I don't have any incomplete assignments. I'm pretty good right now, so that's good.
Like, wait, do they, like, so if you're, like, say you were, you get sick, do they, like, are they instantly on your ass and, like, you can't go home?
I'm not sure how it works. It's my first year doing this, so I have no clue, honestly.
So do you just, like, go home at 1:15 or whatever?
Yeah, go home around that time. When I'm, like, dismissed, I'll just, like, go outside the school, get in the car, and go home, which can't drive yet, but I need to know how to drive to graduate, which don't want to.
That's interesting. In California, you can't do that. Like, you can? You can take a driver's ed thing, but it's, like, outside of the school. The school doesn't offer it itself. And it's, right, like, not related because it's just not.
It's not. But, yeah, that's about it for A Day. For B Day, the first block is English. Now, here's the thing. For the first day, I had English honors. But there was something that there's a reason why I dropped English honors. It was one reason is just I didn't want to be in honors. I don't know why I didn't drop out of geometry honors. It was like, I'll take one honors class. I won't take two. Perfect. However, before my freshman year ended, there was an English honors assignment that was expected to anyone who had English honors. I don't know what the assignment was, but it was just like, hey, do this. And do it over the summer and then turn it in when the school year starts up again. And some of you might be thinking, oh, so you dropped out because you didn't do the assignment. I dropped out because I didn't know what the assignment was. No one told me. Literally, my counselor didn't tell me. The teachers didn't tell me. No one told me I had a project due over the summer. Even if someone had told me, I had no idea what to do. Even like coming back to school and seeing like, hey, this project was due. No, there was no instructions to what the project was. So I literally could not get this done because I didn't know what it was.
I hate when people do that. Like, tell me what the project is about.
And I would have stayed in English honors if the teacher had been like, oh, yeah, no, this assignment can, like, you can just be, like, exempt from this. Like, yeah, no, I get it. The teacher was instead like, oh, yeah, I'll give you 2 to 3 weeks to do this, even though every other student had, like, 2 months to do this. And this is fine. No, fuck that shit. I'm not doing this. No, I'm going to English. It sucks. I didn't really even want to be in honors anyway. Goodbye.
That's fair. For me, I remember since I switched schools in between 9th and 10th grade, I was like, I remember for 9th, we got the summer assignment. And then I switched schools and then I was like, do we have a summer assignment for 10th? And like, I'm like, what do I do? Because I've done like half of the assignment for the other one because I switched around halfway through summer. Like, they're like half the assignment, bro. Like, what do I do? But they ended up just letting me in because they were like, we didn't have a summer assignment. I'm like, based.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I don't get summer assignments. Summer assignments suck ass.
They do. I don't understand why people or why they're done. I had to do it for 8th to 9th grade, like when I was going into high school. Like, I did a summer assignment before I even got into high school. Like, I was doing a high school assignment before I was even in high school, technically.
Oh my gosh.
And it was something, actually. It wasn't that bad. I think I was having trouble sleeping, kind of like I have been recently. But yeah, like, for example, like, literally, like, I'm in AP calculus, or I'm going to be, and there's no summer assignment. The teacher did have, like, an optional, like, review packet because people were asking her about it, but it's not mandatory. She, in fact, literally stated it in all caps. It is strictly optional.
This is optional. It will not
be graded.
Won't have to do it. Won't be graded. That's really funny.
It is funny.
After English is PE. So I have PE at like 9 in the morning. I'm just not a big fan of PE. Also, it's second block. So I have to get changed out of my gym uniform before block 3 starts. And it's like, oh, come on. Everyone who assumed things about the boys' locker rooms, you're right. You're absolutely right. The boys' locker room sucks ass.
It does.
It is terrible. Last year, freshman year, boys' locker room, I was everything in there. I hated everyone in that locker room. I hate all of them.
Yes.
Maybe there's some that I know and I won't hate them, but I hate most people in there because they just drive me insane. After PE is chemistry. Not looking forward to that because it's like going from, okay, do this and now do something completely unrelated. We did 3 separate labs and it was like, oh, do this. Cool. And then the post-lab questions were like, okay, now what's this? And they were like impossible to answer questions because we didn't know anything. How is anyone supposed to answer these? Like, we didn't learn about this.
Is it like beginner questions? Because I know, like, for example, when I first took physics last year, the teacher assigned these questions at first, but it was just to kind of see where we were at. It wasn't like he wasn't expecting you to know every single answer, but it was just kind of like,
it's not even like a pretest. No? It's like, it's not a pretest. It's just like they're asking us questions about the lab we just did. However, the questions don't have anything to do with the lab. Like, I think one of them was like, okay, how could this chemical be used to change the world? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. And then after chemistry is culinary arts. So one day we'll be in class, like, learning. And the next day for culinary, we'll be in the lab or just the kitchen making food. So I made food on Thursday. And it was all right. I didn't taste it, but it looked all right. So
what were you making?
It was Chex Mix. It was weird because it's like they gave us Chex, and then we added like butter, brown sugar, and just like other stuff. It was like, I don't know. It was odd, but I don't know what we're making next time. But hopefully, it's something actually worthwhile.
Yeah, that sounds kind of mid, not gonna lie.
So we were split up into groups of 4 because like if we made, I don't know how many groups, maybe it was like 6 groups or 7 groups, but every group was supposed to have 4 because we had the perfect number for that. 2 students were absent.
Oh.
And do you want to know which group ended up having only 2 people instead of 4?
Your group.
My group. and I'm pretty sure the person who came to work with me only came to work with me because every other spot was occupied, so they had to work with me. But yeah, that's about it for my classes, but I will go through how my week went. So for the first 4 days, I would like sit at this table, and then this other girl would like also just sit with me. I don't know her, but she would just kind of sit there as well. We like talked a bit. On the second day, I was sitting there, like she was at the table as well, and then like suddenly, I don't know if like they were her friends or they were just another group, but they came over to the table and there was like suddenly everyone was at the table and it was like I was just kind of there, like I was not active at all in the conversation. I was like, shit, get me out of this, please, get me out of this hell. I don't want to be here. This is my nightmare.
Why?
Like, because I was just surrounded by people,
right? And it right. was it like a lot of people or just a lot?
It was like, so I sit at like circle tables and each circle table has 8 seats. I was 1 seat and everyone else was 7 seats.
Yeah, okay.
It may have been like six, it was either six or seven people.
I just know that in the lawn tables, it doesn't feel as like personal if there's a ton of people there, because usually, like, you know, as long as like you can sit on like the ends or even in the middle, and people usually won't bother you. Though ends are always best, but with the circle tables, when people sit around you and you don't know them, it's like, it's way more awkward than if there's like a few other people sitting at the lawn tables.
And like, I'm like so scared if like maybe like I'm on my phone and like if they come back again, I'm like the only one there and only like not like odd one out there. And they're like, "Hey, you on your phone in the pink jacket." And they start talking to me. I'm like, "No, please get me out of this. I don't want to be in this hell. I don't want to be in this social situation." Let's see what else happened. I got a Yippie plushie. I also bought my first Squishmallow.
Are those the, like...
They're, like, the round kind of, like, plushies that, like, are just, like, extremely soft.
You might have to send me a picture later.
Yeah, here, I'll send you it right now. And for the audio listeners, you're not going to be able to hear this or see this.
Oh, those ones. Okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
For those of you listening, it's basically like those little cat plushies where they're like a little circle, like a little oval.
They're not all cats, but I bought a cat one.
That's just the biggest example, because those are like ones that I've seen a lot.
I feel like there are a lot of cats that are Squishmallows.
So yeah, it's like those, if you don't know. Most of you probably do and aren't like me, who's honestly living under a rock nowadays.
It's like that one meme where like the guy like looking at something like so shocked, and then like he starts to age, like his hair like really like goes from brown to gray like really fast.
Yeah. What do you think of the honors geometry?
Honors geometry is like it's all right. It's going pretty good. We're like in review right now, reviewing stuff that happened from like last year. Now here's something for all the listeners at home here. Here's the question of the podcast, the question of the day, you could say.
Mm.
The question is, do you have history classes? Because I just listed out my classes, and you may have noticed I didn't have a history class. And that's because, well, I didn't have history last year. I don't know, because people get surprised when I tell them I don't have history.
I'm going to explain why it's confusing. So in American schools, usually, and like every, like it's pretty universal. So for ninth grade, it's okay to not have history, at least some places. Some places, like I know some friends I have down in Texas. And other states, they had like geography or something. I didn't have to take that in ninth grade. But in 10th grade, it's usually pretty common practice to take world history. And then in 11th, it's US history. And then in 12th, it's usually in a split of economics and government. But for Aqua here, it's obvious that it's not, because like someone would correct you if it needed to happen. I'd assume so, because that's what the counselors are supposed to do. Obviously for you it's different. Why it's different?
I don't know. I don't know if like history is an elective. I don't think so. I mean, maybe it would be maybe it is an elective, but it's that not a requirement, it looks like.
Yeah, I feel like you'd be corrected by now if it was a requirement. Now ninth grade makes sense. Ninth grade makes sense for you to not have history. But I feel like, you know, if you were like, maybe if you were like, when you mentioned the form thing for doing the school thing, I feel like they might have tried to tell you something there where they might have been like, hey, how about you take history instead?
Yeah, I may want to review what my requirements are to graduate, because I know it's like 3 years in math, 2 years of a language. You need to know how to drive.
That is something that doesn't exist in a lot of schools. Because here's why.
It unfortunately exists in my school, which sucks ass, because I don't want to drive.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. I know driving, or at least taking the driving test is, I think, expensive. So
maybe the school covers it, though. Maybe the school covers it. I don't know.
I don't think so.
They don't. That is really shitty if they don't. It's like,
I know.
It's almost as bad as the AP test stuff, except it's not.
I know you can have driver's ed in school, but I think it might be better just to have it like as a like private lesson.
I mean, driver's ed as a class you could probably take in school. It's probably like, that's a good thing. I think that's useful. But actually making it so you have to like get your entire license is a little weird.
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't know why that's a requirement. I don't know why, but this kind of reminded me of one time, I think it was either 7th or 8th grade, I was in gym class, and they made us like take this form. And it was like, what's your name? What's about this? Blah, blah, blah. And I got to this one section, and it was like, what's your favorite slang word?
What
and I was like,
hell?
What?
That's so I clicked on the yearbook.
And I clicked on the options, and the options were like low-key, high-key, slay, no cap. And I was like, this is the funniest shit ever.
My favorite slang word, honestly, is I see.
I see. That unfortunately, that was not an option, but if it was, I would have picked that definitely. I would have definitely said, I see. I see.
Oh, wait, I have to think of a senior quote. Holy shit.
Oh, right. Yeah, wait, they do that, don't they? Huh? I'm not sure if my school has senior quotes. I hope they do, though.
Dude, does your school just hate fun?
Maybe. I don't know. They're the fun police.
Also, I remember how you told me that freshman year, like, you know, it wasn't it like the 50th anniversary of your school? Like,
yeah, right, it was the 50th anniversary of school when I was there.
Wild. That's wild. How did that feel?
Yeah, it felt like I was the main character of a movie. Here's the thing, though. I don't get my 2023 or 2024 yearbook until, like, October or November. Pisses me off. It's so weird. God.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to mention this as someone who's done a yearbook before. In sophomore year, I was on the yearbook. When I took yearbook, we were hard-pressed to get our stuff done by the deadline. Like, you cannot have shit go over the deadline, because if it does, then you have stuff like that where it's delayed. But it would never be delayed that far. November, October? That is crazy. No, it was like, okay, maybe we'll arrive like a few, like, if you're a little late, it will arrive like 2 weeks after school ends. Whatever.
I feel like we should have gotten our yearbooks like a week before school ended, because then it's like,
yeah,
you use the last few days before final exams to like get everyone to sign your yearbook.
Exactly.
But no, we didn't get shit.
When like the thing we were worried about, sorry, I said 2 weeks after. I think we were worried about it being like we don't get the yearbooks out the week before. Like we were worried about that. We wanted it 2 weeks before, but we were on time, so we were good. But yeah, for it to be all the way, like, not just, like, if it's 2 weeks after, it's whatever. Because, like, okay, some troubles happened. Whatever. It sucks, but, yeah. It makes sense. But all the way in the next year? Like, for seniors who wanted the yearbook, what happened? They're already in college by then. They probably forgot by that point.
Yeah, I know. So there's no way they're getting their yearbook. It's just
so
dumb.
They're not
going
to get signatures anymore, because there's going to be people going to universities. There's going to, like, they're states away. Like,
even then, how do you ask someone for a signature if you got the yearbook in November? Like, hey, do you want to sign my yearbook? Oh, sure. Have a great summer. Oh, wait, it's not fucking summer anymore.
Have a great Christmas.
Have a great Christmas. Instead of hags, it's hag.
But anyways, I do have some questions.
All right.
So would you ever be interested in taking any AP courses? Like, would you ever do it?
I don't know, because I don't quite know a lot about AP. So it's like, right. I'm not sure.
I also want
easy classes. Like, I want to breeze through high school.
Fair. For me, I've been taking hard ones because I've wanted to keep my mind open to getting a scholarship. Like, if I can get a full ride scholarship. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
So that's why I've been taking a little, like, that's why I'm not taking senior year completely on to chillax, but I get to go home at 2 p.m. So, yeah, literally everything is, like, an hour later than you. Like, it's just, like, your schedule, but, like, an hour later. Like, that's what my school basically is. Because
everything is, like, shifted an hour.
Exactly. Which is kind of bad during winter, I will say, because, like, it gets dark, like, at 5 p.m., so you're, like, out of school, like, for people who have a full four-period schedule, they get out at, like, 3:30. So then, like, and, like, for me in sophomore year, I had, like, dude, sophomore year, you know how you have the 8 classes?
Yeah.
I took 9, somehow.
Oh,
I had, like,
somehow.
I had, like, this PE one that I took for 9. It was very wacky. And then I also had this club I was in, the school newspaper club, that was basically like a 10th class at that point. Because you had deadlines that were just as strict as any school like assignment deadline. So it's not like some fun for fun club. Like fucking, I don't know, chess? Because you don't have deadlines for chess.
Okay, if you don't checkmate him within the next minute, you're out of the club.
Yeah, you're fired. I had like that, and it was stressful. Like, I stayed, there were days where I'd stay to in school till, brace yourself, Aqua, till 9 p.m.
Oh. 9 p.m.?
Yes. 9 p.m. Oh. Like, that's, like, and then I'd go to bed. Like, I'd eat dinner, and then I'd, like, practically go to bed, like, at 11, like, to 12. That's and then I'd have crazy. To get up at 7 a.m. the next morning to get ready for school again. And then I'd be there till like 7 p.m. And it's like, oh my gosh. There were days where I'd like leave before my dad started work. And then I'd come back after he was done with work.
Oh my gosh, dude.
It was like wild. And that's why I never am doing that again, frankly.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't taken yearbook since. I've thought about it, but I'm like, nah, I'm saving that shit for college because they're way more better organized there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because high school, it's like, there were five people. Working on the entire yearbook.
Working on the entire yearbook.
Five people plus the teacher. So six, technically, but...
Okay. But still, six people?
Six people! You can...
It reminds me of that one meme where it's like, all right, it's time for your late night working on the yearbook. Yes, sir. And the guy's like really like drained out.
Exactly, that's what it was. Dude, the amount of times we had to eat cheap sushi. It was so bad.
Oh,
it's so bad. Anyways, that's how I know I'm ready for working, because there's no way it could be worse than that.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Like, it could, but like, I've done that, so I'm like, at least I'd have like more coworkers, bro. Any final thoughts you have, Aqua, since we are nearing the end of our program?
I have no more thoughts.
No thoughts, head empty.
No thoughts, head empty moment, white noise.
Well, I guess that means we'll have to see you later, Gage Nation.
See you later, Gage Nation.
Remember to stay in school. Don't do drugs. Like, you know, the really bad ones. Because I know there's prescription drugs for health things, but those are different.
Do the really cool ones, like cocaine.
But just look out for cocaine bears. But
yeah, cocaine bears.
And remember to keep your trousers on. You don't want those falling off. Yeah, Aqua's really happy about that. But
let's go.
For those of you who are also starting school soon, let us know what your stories are. We might have a section in the future where we read stories from you guys. Ooh.
Well, we will read your comments, and maybe we'll set up like a Google form for confessions, maybe in a later podcast. But not now.
Not now. We have to save that for February.
Yeah, we have to save that for February. What are your Valentine's Day confessions?
Anyways, Gage Nation, see you later.
See you later, Gage Nation.